Hey, welcome to Terry and Gary's Low Expectations Podcast.
Pro wrestling superstar Rhino and his co-host Gary come to you live each week with guests from the world of pro wrestling, comics, movies, sports, and more. So if your standards aren't too high, Terry and Gary's Low Expectations Podcast is for you.
Even today, you know, when I'm in there wrestling, I feel energized. I feel good. I feel like I've got a lot left in the tank.
Good things are going, baby.
They don't lie.
You have to grow a mohawk so that you can go by the name Kleba Lang.
The ratings are through the roof right now.
Right.
Catch Terry and Gary every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern live on Podcast Detroit. Download Terry and Gary or stream on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or the Terry and Gary TV YouTube channel. You know what to do next. Leave your expectations at the door and enjoy the show.
What is up? Episode 84 of Terry and Gary's Low Expectations Podcast. I am Gary, and as you can see, there is no Terry. But he might join us, he might not. He has some technical issues. We'll see what we can do about that. But we might have another special guest coming on a little bit later in the show, but I did want to come on and say hi, let you guys know that IWR 14, the Insane Rumble, tickets are on sale right now, purplepass.com/IWR14. It's going to be a crazy show, complete with, hey, guy, hey, what's up, Tommy? How you doing? I'll say hi for Terry as well. But, yeah, it's going to be a great show, the Insane Rumble. It's our inaugural Rumble. We're going to have at least 20 competitors. It's going to start off with two guys, two wrestlers every 60 seconds. The music will drop, another wrestler will come out until everybody's thrown over the top rope. But two guys, or two wrestlers, I should say. And once it gets down to two, it becomes an insane rules match between those two competitors. Falls count anywhere. Anything can happen. It's an insane rules match. So, and the winner of that match, the Insane Rumble, the inaugural Insane Rumble, will get their shot at any title they choose. It could be the IWR Heavyweight Championship title, the World Heavyweight Championship title, if Logan defeats Shogun, it'd be against Logan, or Shogun wins. You get a chance against Shogun. It could be against our undefeated Trey Miguel, our United States champion, unless Tommy Vendetta, which is going to be an amazing match, unless he defeats him. So, and it could be a tag team titles. They could unseat the Game Changers. Who knows? I mean, unless DTA wins. So, yeah, if they pick a partner, they can go after the tag titles. It's going to be insane. I can't wait. We've been really, really wanting to do a Rumble, so I'm looking forward to it. Robert Brown, Lafayette in the building. Hey, I don't know. Hey, if you find me, let me know. All right, Robert. Let's see. Rita Doobie, hello. I'm so excited for IWR. Head blown. Me too. I can't wait. After this, we're taking September off because we have the Pop Fest. And a lot of the IWR wrestlers will be in attendance at the Pop Fest, but we'll have that September 16th and 17th, and then IWR 15, Insane Halloween Havoc will be in October. So you guys need to come get these tickets. Let's see what else we got. But yeah, let's go over some of the matches. I mean, we got, like I said before, we got for the U.S. Championship, IWR U.S. title, we have Trey Miguel going against Tommy Vendetta of DTA. Tommy is an amazing competitor, and you know how Trey is. So that should be high energy, lots of fun. Who knows what will happen. I'm looking forward to that match. Then we got Dread King Logan defending his world heavyweight title against Shogun Jackson Stone. So another big-time Goliath matchup. Logan's had some tough competition, and I think Shogun's going to provide another really, really, really tough fight for him. And then as I've heard, the match that never ends, DTA versus the Game Changers. So we're excited about that, even though it's their third or fourth time. So, I mean, DTA has got to get over the hump or they're going to be done. You know, that's all there is to it. But we do have a special guest, so let's bring him in right now. It is our own Nate Thompson. How's it going, Nate?
What's going on, buddy?
Nice to talk to you guys, like always. Yeah. Awesome to see you, brother. Thanks for coming in. As you guys know, Nate is our film producer and actor. He's our videographer for IWR. Amazing, does an amazing job. And he's got a very special treat for Michigan and Ohio and Indiana and everybody that loves horror. Why don't you tell them a little bit about what you got going on there?
So Basically, the last few months, you know, we've been busy. We've been putting together a horror film called The Soul Reaper, but then also simultaneously, we kind of we've had our hands in other pots, and one of those pots is rather large, and that's it's pretty much what I've branded Horror Town. And Horror Town is a you know, like an old courtyard consisting of about four or five properties. It's at the old Stagecoach stop. It still is the Stagecoach stop, but everybody kind of knows it best as, oh, the old Stagecoach stop, you know, from right back in the day.
You don't know, if you're in my era, my time era, I'm 50, almost 51. That was, you know, Irish Hills, that was the place to go. Yep. Kids, prehistoric forest, the Stagecoach, you know, the old Stagecoach, Magic Mountain, all that stuff. So, and to see you transform it into Horror Town and actually, you know, bring a piece of our, you know, our childhood and flip it and turn it into something that us as an adult, you know, well, and I'm sure kids will love it too, but us as adults will just, you know, really, really enjoy it. Is there some special stuff you're going to have at the Horror Town?
Yeah. Yep. So we're going to, we've been throwing together a lot of different ideas. One of them is, well, you know, I want to bring the Michigan Museum of Horror there, which would consist of a few different exhibits. That would probably occupy the largest building there on the lot. Adjacent to that, we're planning on a year-round Halloween store, collectible store, and then probably have some sort of a movie theater that people can just, almost like a Cedar Point type of style, where, you know, if it's like too hot outside, you know, 90 degree days, you want to, it's free movies, you don't got to pay, but you almost want to have somewhere where people can go and sit in the AC, cool off, not really have to, you know, pay to sit in the AC for whatever reason. But while they're sitting and they're cooling off, you know, they have some old films they can watch, and have a line of food trucks that people can just kind of overall enjoy the day. But I definitely want to have like different circus performers almost style, like throughout the place. Where you look over to the right and maybe there's a fire breather over here. You look over to the left, maybe someone doing like human contortion, and it's just kind of randomly scattered throughout. So you're like, oh, this is interesting.
Now, is this like, is it something where you're going to go buy a ticket to get into Horror Town? And once you're in Horror Town, all the attractions and stuff are inside, or is it each?
So without saying too much,
put you on the spot.
I will say that will be the process for the Irish Hills location.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah. I think I'll just leave it at that. That will be the process for the Irish Hills location.
The Irish Hills location leaves a big open ended story here.
It's coming. I need another week. It's coming.
Well, I'm sure Terry will take another week off and we'll have you back on that you can talk about.
Yeah, right on. No, that'd be awesome. But we got big plans, man. You know, and it's all tastefulness. You know, that's really what I kind of think about is, you know, I want to have a horror museum, but I don't want to ever cross that line to where it's almost insulting, you know. So I want to show a lot of real stuff, but I almost, in a sense of like, almost like an anatomy museum. They're all just anatomy, exhibits in the real part. Right. So there's not going to be any like real graphic images that would scare children or anything like that. But I mean, there will be skeletons or human, you know, skulls, and people can kind of get a closer look, and, you know, maybe you'll even be able to hold one of them going to the Pop Fest, especially, you know, we have that outdoor area there. We're planning a kind of like a unique, walkthrough style exhibit to where people can kind of see these different props, kind of enter at one end, exit at the other. But somewhere along the lines, I want to have it where people can lay on a real embalming table at the Pop Fest. Okay. So they can come there, lay on a real embalming table. So, you know, gallons and gallons and gallons of real human blood throughout time have been drained on this table. And if you'd like, you can lay on that table and take a picture with it or whatever the case may be.
So in case you guys don't know, the Monroe Pop Fest, which I have probably never talked about, but I hear it. Here I am talking about it again, the 16th and 17th of September. Tickets on sale now, monroepopfest.com/tickets. But Nate is going to be bringing a taste of Horror Town to the Pop Fest. We have a big, I don't know how to explain it, like an open-ended barn kind of thing, I guess, like shed. It's a big barn. It's like 50 foot by 15 or something.
A lot of space, yeah.
And he's going to bring a little taste of Horror Town to the convention. So Make sure you guys check it out. It's gonna be amazing. And we got a few. You got time? We got a few comments, and I had a couple more questions.
Yeah.
All right, Tony Lewis, what's up, Tony? See, one guy out there gets it. Everybody's always saying, "Oh, Tony, you're the best, Tony. You get it." All right, you rock too, buddy. Patrick saw Rhino and Murph passing out flyers at Kroger. Yes, Rhino.
Murph was there.
Murph, Rhino and Murph out on the hitting the concrete, passing out flyers.
Jesus.
Rita Doobie said, hello, Nate. An exciting weekend coming up. Yes, it is. Yeah, we'll talk about more. You have something more exciting coming up, too, here with your second, like, Monroe premiere of your show. So we'll talk about that in a second. Got my tickets for the 24th third row. I'm one of the biggest fans. Thank you, Tony. We can't wait. It's going to be a great show. Like I said, really excited about the Rumble. I mean, the Rumble, to me, is my favorite, you know, of all time. Every year, I look forward to the Royal Rumble. Well, this is going to be the insane Rumble. So, Patrick Mendez said the Cricket House. There you go. A little bit of Irish chills there. Nate, see you made it home in time. Yes. I was at Walmart on the way home, and I seen my buddy Jimmy there, my brother. See, Tom Splicky. Hey, Gary, what's up, Thomas? How you doing, brother? Carl Grove, that comment came in when you said that little tidbit about the Irish Hills location. Now everybody's going, what's up with that?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ricky, what's up? Yo, my man, how you doing, brother? I hope everything's going well with your boy. I've been watching, so, you know, keeping the prayers. But Thomas Pulick, let's see, will there be a surprise match at PopFest? I hope not. I got to pay for that shit. So, I don't, but there will be, Thomas, there will be an eating competition with the IWR wrestlers and a surprise guest. I think Dread King Logan's going to be there. Zach Thomas, Ox, Vicky Den. I can't even think of all the people there, but there's going to be like six competitors. They're all sponsored. And Amaya's is supplying the tacos. Alan Chevrolet is supplying cash prizes for the winners. And they're going to be, who is the first one of those behemoth of men to eat 15 tacos, I believe. So,
I don't know, man. It might be an upset. I always have my I have my doubts, you know. We'll see.
We'll definitely post later about who's going to be in that. But let's see. Where is Rhino? I don't know, but if you find him, Tony, tell him. Hopefully nobody's getting hit by a trash can again. Hey, Carl, you got hit by one trash can, okay, buddy?
That's part of it.
Carl entered himself into the match last month. Yeah. There. Barry Seymour, what's up, fellas? What's up, Barry? How you doing, brother? Thomas Licky doing tacos. Well, that's what they're doing. That's the eating competition, man. It's gonna be interesting. Let's just say that. Can't wait to see if I'm not on Nate's cutting room floor for Soul Reaper. Yeah, that's what we want to talk to. We got some more comments. Well, let's go to what Patrick's brought up there, the Soul Reaper. Well, what can people expect with that?
That's so we've been filming a lot, you know, the last few months, and it's kind of a very stressful process, man, but it's all done now. It's all, you know, we're getting ready for the premiere in a few days. It's happening this Saturday at the River Raisin Center for the Arts, downtown Monroe. Wouldn't have it any other place. But it's kind of like last time, you know, like I realized like, well, the movies are cool, but I want to give some, you know, these people a little bit more bang for their buck. Like what would be entertaining. I don't want to do a magician again, though, you know, maybe in the future, but you know, the show right after, let's see what can we kind of spice it up with. Yeah, so I figured, you know, maybe we'll get like a nice little fire breathing act, you know, maybe a little Dancing with Fire, and that's all I can say. And should be a fun time, you know. I didn't think we would get the clearance to do it indoors, but apparently they have that at the River Raisin Center, so that's good. That works for me.
So you're going to have DBA drop a flaming elbow on somebody at the...
Finally, I get to see it again. I've been waiting months for it.
We've been waiting months for it, too. Well, I'm sure we're going to get back to that. I did have a couple questions about the Horror Town, too. I know people have asked me, will you be able to stay there? I mean, is there, like, rooms? Is this something you can rent, like, rooms to stay the night, or...?
Yeah, so there's, like, on that same property, like, there's the Stagecoach Stop Still, and then there's also Cowboy Creek Lodge, which is... like that's separate from what I have going on, but it's still on the same property. So technically, yeah, like you could rent, as long as they're available, you could rent a hotel room at the Cowboy Creek Lodge.
Okay.
And then wake up the next and just walk up. Yeah.
All right. But that's not nothing to do with Horror Town, right? Okay. I have people asking.
Not through Horror Town, but I mean, it's right down like a couple buildings over.
Are you going to have some horror related like food food there?
I'm hoping there's going to be a lot of, you know, probably like the fair food trucks too, but I'm hoping that we can figure out a way to get a few gimmicks in there and make it fun.
What can you tell us about the Soul Reaper? I mean, the first one, I loved the show you did, but what's the new, you know, the Dead record was awesome. What's the new
Soul Reaper? So basically, you know, it's just this ragtag group of punks that, you know, one day they see a flyer and they answer it and it's calling for help at a local haunted house. You know, $50 a day, room and board, which is more than they make, you know, any day of the week, legally, at least, you know, because they're just, you know, they're not bad people, but they're, you know, they're punks, dude. They're just the ragtag group. And they end up answering it and driving out to the haunted house. And, you know, I will reserve a few things, but they make a couple bad decisions with what they say or what they do. And it kind of invokes a different type of monster than we've seen before in my films, which was super fun to work with. And I'm just kind of interested to see if the audience kind of feels the same way.
Not like the promo pictures we've seen. It looks a little gritty, a little like maybe even 80s. Are you going for like an 80s feel, 80s look, or?
Yeah, I that's kind of my vibe. You know, it's like everything's shot in the modern day, so it'll be modern day technology, but it has what I like to market as nostalgic vibes mixed throughout. So, you know, the Dead record, while it was set in present day, it's, you know, you're still in the old day records and VHS tapes and things that make you feel like you're back in the, you know, that time frame, but you're still modern day period. So 100%, I really wanted to make that character from the get-go almost reminiscent of a, you know, things that really inspired me. So, you know, like a Creepshow or a Eddie from Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
And then I put those, you know, kind of went to the drawing board and figured out how can we kind of draw inspiration from that, because that's what I like, and then make it into our own for people that like what we do. And I hope we nailed it. I think we did, but we'll see.
Well, we can't wait to see it. And we're excited. Is there already a plans for another one? I mean, have you decided the next route you're going to go as far as movies go?
Yeah. I know I have a few like different projects. I'll probably start working on or finishing up before Soul Reaper 2, but there has been small slight talks of it, but I think everyone's just so dead set on seeing the final product of this one and so excited that we're just like, dude, I just want to see it.
We can't wait, man. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Fire breathers. You know, have somebody walk around with a fire extinguisher behind them, or
yeah, we might have to ask Jimmy if he's okay with that. We'll have him do that one.
Thomas Balicki said, "Get that to ready." TP, I got a bunch of stuff here. Get the toilet paper ready, hello, or stomach relief. Oh, for the taco thing. Yeah, I was wondering.
Jesus.
I was like, hey, what's up, Nichelle? How you doing?
Hello.
You're going to ask later about where Terry is. We don't know. Oh, hey, David, what's up? What's up, fella? The way the art on the walls, we need a tour sometime. Well, here's like my Clayton Crane. No, that's my Tim Vigil. That's my Tim Vigil and my Clayton Crane Spider-Man art. But yeah, I got tons of this stuff. We got Emily Zelasco, Picasso-inspired art. We got some original pages, Mark Bagley, some Larry Stroman. Yeah, we got a bunch of that stuff. I'm a nerd. I can't help it.
No, you're good.
Yeah, in the show, where's my rhino? I told you. Man, I got a tickle in my throat. Let's see. We got, will Darren McCarty be at number 14 or PopFest? Well, Darren McCarty will be at PopFest for sure. We're not sure if he's going to be at IWR 14. He always is welcome. So we will see what happens with that. He's a big part of what we do, so we always love having him. You know, I was joking about it, trying to I hear you, brother. I hear you. Brett, I saw that Kenny Urban is in the movie. Again?
Hold on. So please, for the love of God, remember that. And then when his scene comes up, just pay attention, because that scene was one of probably everybody's, but one of my favorite scenes to film in this movie. And it's, dude, I can't give it away. It's not a scary scene, but just the way he pulled it off, man, is so perfect. And yeah. He's always been great. He's always, you know, nailed the role.
Kenny's amazing. If this wrestling thing don't work out for him, I think he might have a career in creepy acting, you know?
Yeah, dude, I'm right on, 100%.
Did you guys superimpose a mustache on him or make him wear like a prosthetic mustache or something? Or did you let him go?
I'm not going to lie, a little bummed that he lost the mustache because that was the best part of all of it. But we seen through it. We looked past it. And you know what? At the end of the day, I think it worked out.
Oh, we love Kenny. We can't wait to see what he does in there. Yeah. That's Silly Goose. So is Silly Goose in it? Is Goose in it as well?
No, you know what? I don't think he was there. He didn't show up to call time.
What? Ah, figures. He's a prima donna. A Rhino. Yeah. Toilet. Rhino could be in the toilet. We never know.
Disability.
Yeah. Pinkies up, muchachos. Some key up mode. That's right. That's right. But we're going to have to get out here. I know you got a lot of things to do. I appreciate you coming on, man. So
I appreciate you, man, for real.
Everybody, a shout out of where they can get tickets, what you got coming up here. Get going. All right.
Yeah. So I have tickets still available at natethompsonvideo.com/tickets. There's an option that you can just reserve to pick them up the night of the premiere. And then there will be some relatively big news being announced in the next week or so about Horror Town.
There you go again.
Just looking forward to that and looking forward to Saturday. But either way, man, I appreciate you having me on for real.
Well, I appreciate you, man. We'll also see Nate Thompson next Wednesday on a special day at IWR14. Tickets on sale now at purplepass.com/IWR14. IWR15 will be in October. Insane Halloween Havoc. And then September 16th and 17th, MineralPopFest.com/tickets. We're going to cut it short today and get out of here. You guys got better things to do than to watch us. So let's leave with this.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye. Yes, man.